Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World. F1. Golf. Bob's World.
All right, it's Bob's World. It's brought to you by
Big Green American Egg. League Detection.
Flip. Here's Bob.
Bob's World. All right, so Bob's World. I'm thinking of doing something I've never done before, and I just wanted to talk this out. I feel very conflicted about my stance on the Mexican national team, and Mexico plays tonight. And I just...
Is this because your wife has bought herself a t-shirt of El Tri?
No.
Obviously.
It's weird. I love Mexico. I really do. I love the Mexican culture. I love being in Mexico. And I married into a family of Mexicans. Okay? And so my ties with that country are at least strong enough to stand up very well with everybody's half-baked reason that they root for a certain country in the World Cup. Because, you know, great-grandma lived in Sweden for 5 years, so I'm a Sweden fan, or, you know, everyone's got a tangential country, right? That they feel,
for sure.
They feel like they're in the, you know, oh, I could root for New Zealand. Dave's got his Portuguese reasons. Everyone's got a reason. What's your reason for Portugal?
His Dave? Heritage is there. Dave's not listening.
Sorry, we have a breaking news community quick hit from Lindsay.
Well, I have a breaking news question for you. What is your tie to Portugal? Specifically,
my birth dad, his parents were both from Portugal.
Okay.
Off the boat.
Okay. So there you go. And everyone's got a story sort of like that. This is why I like this country. This is why I root for this country. What's weird is I like Mexico at a very, very high level as a country. And I can't stand their soccer team. To a point where if you were to say, Bob, make a list of teams that you like to see lose the most, watching Mexico fail at soccer is one of my favorite things. Like Vikings level, certainly rooting against like the Red Wings over the years. And there's teams that the Eagles that I just can't stand. And I admit, the Mexican national team is probably really, really high on that list.
Do you think...
And I feel weird about it.
Do you think that this current generation, this iteration, is less hateable than years past?
Like the players?
Yeah.
That's interesting, because I don't know that...
I don't know really any of them by name like we used to know.
Well,
I feel like their style of play and the histrionics and just punchable faces, they are not as hateable as they used to be.
What's weird is, I honestly think I only hate the Mexican soccer team because they hated us first. And ever since I've cared about Team USA, now going on, well, since 94, they've always been so big brother, like look down upon us and just sort of play with our hair and tell us they don't take us seriously for years. And it was always, they made us so mad. Like this is I suppose why A&M hates Texas so much, right? Because Texas has just this superiority look down at you sort of thing. And at some point we're gonna get those guys. I swear dude, I don't even care if we
but
win another game.
It's condescending.
Yes, of course.
It's incredibly condescending.
Yes, and that's how Mexico has always looked down at our soccer culture.
So it's the fans, though. You've never hated the team. You hate the fans.
I hate the team beating our team.
Right, but you hate the fans. You hate the Eagles fans. You've never had it out for Randall Cunningham.
No.
You just hate the fans.
Yeah, because these are the fans that yell a slur when there's a goal kick. These are the fans that throw bags of urine when guys are trying to take corner kicks.
Did you see the stunt that they were pulling
okay.
with the Ecuador team?
Well, this is all tied together, Corby.
Okay.
And I just want to say that maybe I just hate them so much because I actually love them so much. And if you know any native Mexicans, and I know many, who are literally born in Mexico but live here now, there's nothing they love more than their team. And what's weird about it is their team just lets them down continuously. Like, they are the most loyal, earnest, faith, hope is alive, someday we're going to go all the way. They're the number one fan base that has never been rewarded for undying 1,000% loyalty. Dude, that Fair Park fan experience tonight is going to be packed.
Yeah, it's sold out.
It's going to be awesome.
And all Mexico does to thank every Mexican on the planet is let them down over and over and over again by building up dreams that this is our year, and it's never their year. Mexico is actively the most underachieving national team I can think of. Like, it's crazy. They do not win in the knockout rounds. They do not go anywhere. They do not go to quarterfinals. They do not ever sniff a World Cup. Like, it's crazy how underachieving a country that is so talented and loves their national team so much. Like, the fan support, 100 out of 100.
And it's their only sport. It's the only one they care about.
It's the only team they care about. Yeah, they got club teams, but dude, we need Mexico to beat Argentina. We need Mexico to beat Brazil. We need Mexico to beat the United States. We need, you know, their dream is to be at the big table. And they never are.
Do they not have the training system that a lot of these South American and European clubs do, though?
They have to have everything.
By way of, you know, from kindergarten on.
It's Mexico.
I realize. I'm just asking. It doesn't, they've been so mid for so long that it sounds like that, because surely the talent's there. There's enough people there that could be good.
What's weird is I don't think Mexico really has produced a global superstar at the level that these other countries have. So I don't know the reason for that necessarily. I'm interested in theories, but it's one of these things when you watch the World Cup, you're like, how come Mexico, like, they've been to two quarterfinals, but it was the two times they hosted. And even then, the fields were pretty small, and you're just like, does that even count? And all the other ones, they're actually on the same level or worse than the United States. They haven't won a knockout round game since 1986 when they hosted. And we have, because we beat them.
Yeah.
And that's crazy to me. Anyway, so yes, so last night, I guess what I'm trying to say is I think I love these guys, and I feel bad that I've been against them, and maybe it's time to not wish them the worst. Like, normally I would sit in a house full of Mexican fans and root for Ecuador tonight. That's what I would do, because that's me. I'm at my core, I'm a bad person, Corby. But then you see what they did last night, and they do this all the time. So they get you to their place. So tonight in Mexico City, they will play Ecuador. And so last night, play that first one. They obviously know where Ecuador's staying, and it's their job as Mexican fans to keep Ecuador awake all night long. So here, first we start with the Cars.
And this is right next to the hotel. Tall hotel, but you hear it all.
And it's hundreds of cars. Hundreds. Ecuador is calling FIFA saying, what are you doing? You need to clear the streets. And they're like, how are we going to do that? It's the whole city. All right, then the next one. Now we have hundreds of fans singing. Outside their hotel rooms. It's 2 or 3 in the morning. All they're trying to do is make sure Ecuador can't sleep at all. And the last one, I could not stop laughing. I assume you guys were the exact same way, because now they got out the boom boxes, they got out the music makers, and what song did they pick?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Up over their heads,
dude. all night long. Okay, so this is what I was wondering.
That's funny.
It's very funny.
The car horn's not funny. That's funny.
Why, if you were one of these teams, and I get it, it would be a big hassle knowing this was about to happen, because they know Ecuador is very aware of what was about to happen.
Oh, yeah, and this is not a secret. Mexico does this every time.
Right. Why wouldn't you put these people in Austin and say, we're flying out?
Day of the game?
Yeah, day of the game. You can relax and chill. It's not going to be any different. We'll go over stuff on
be dehydrated.
I think a lot of teams try to get there early because they have to get used to the altitude.
I know, but Ecuador is used to the altitude. Ecuador is, it's not at the altitude of Mexico City, but Ecuador does have elevation to where they're not going to be blown away by what Mexico City has. So if I was specific to Ecuador, and maybe they don't have the money, maybe that's not part of the plan, no matter what, from a FIFA perspective, I definitely would not have been sitting there in my hotel room listening to the freaking that DJ song all night long. Because right now, if I was a betting man, they don't lose there anyway.
No.
I'm pushing everything in on Mexico tonight.
Yeah, I would too. I think Mexico... I don't know, man. I guess we'll know tonight, right? I'll know what my heart tells me, but I think this World Cup might be helping me get past my irrational hate of the Mexican national team.
Well, and
because I love their country. I love their people. I enjoy Spanish. There's so many things about Mexico I love. Why do I hate their soccer team so much? And I just think it's my USA insecurity. Maybe being more secure in Team USA allows me to say, you know what, Mexico, do your thing. Maybe we'll see you in the final.
Yeah, we're co-hosts. Why can't we both be good?
Yeah, and my buddy, Canada, too.
Keep on running, Canada.
Sure. The guy that I went to the Sweden-Japan game 1 week ago from Mexico, who I met that day, and we had a nice day-long bromance. I find myself pulling for Mexico because I want him to be happy because he's such an awesome guy that lives in Monterey.
No, you just want to glom off him one more time.
I don't want to glom off him at all. I don't want to do anything. I just want that guy to be happy. He's a great dude. The people aren't...
And he's a member at the best club in Monterey.
The people seem great. They do bits. They're incredibly passionate and their team hasn't delivered.
They love their team more than anybody could love a team.
Yeah.
My issue is when they cross the line into bad sportsmanship. And to me, the horns, the car horns, that's on the line. But they definitely have a reputation of being kind of the Latin American soccer hoodlum.
Maybe. I do think it's funny that who are you going to call? The cops? The cops want Mexico to win, too.
Right.
Go ahead. You want to call the hotel? The hotel wants Mexico to win. So call anybody you want in this city. We all want Mexico to beat your tail, so we're really sorry about the inconvenience.